So the Waterford ladies were looking to bounce back from their opening day defeat to Kerry when they face Cork in Piltown on Sunday. Throw-in is at 2 o'clock and delighted to be joined in our Dungarvan studios by Daisha defender Emma Murray and manager Pat Sullivan. And Emma, first of all, reflecting on last Sunday, that 1 point defeat to Kerry, that injury time winner that denied you, how did you feel when that full-time whistle went?
Yeah, look, we were disappointed enough not to get the win, to get the league off to a good start. We came back from a 6-point defeat, so we were fairly happy with that, but still not to come away with a win. It was disappointing enough, and I know all the girls felt the same, so we're looking forward to Sunday to hopefully get 2 points against Cork this week.
You mentioned there you came back from 6 points down. Emma, did you think once you got level entering the closing stages that you would kick on and win the game at that stage?
Yeah, we had a lot of the ball and we seemed to be on top there for most of the second half. So when we came level, I felt that, yeah, we could have pushed on and got the win, and we had a few chances, but we just didn't take them on the day.
And your own performance, Emma, you shot 3 points from centre-back, which we don't see every day of the week. What were Pat's instructions before you went out in the field?
Yeah, they were just instructing us to run at the Kerry defence and focusing on those late runners coming in to help our forwards get the scores. So it just so happened that I was there in the day to take them three, but it could be someone else this Sunday now coming up from the back line to take the scores.
Pat, would it be fair to say she carried out those instructions to a T?
Yeah, most definitely. And look, in fairness, I think Sunday proved a couple of points as well. It kind of confirmed a few things for me and the management team as well, is that when we were 6 points down, it proved mentally we're very strong to stick in that game, get a grasp of the game again. And it took leaders, and Emma was one of them leaders that really grasped the game and said, look, we're not going to die here. Kicked 3 super points from centre-back. And part of our process, obviously, as well, is having pace in the team that we do have, and we're trying to use that pace. And as Emma said, it's them late runs to cause trouble to defences. To have very blanket defence in ladies football is very common now over the last couple of years, so you're trying to work different solutions and different scenarios on how to break that down. And Emma's a big part of our plan.
Coming off such a heartbreaking defeat, Pat, what has been the message to the players now over the past 7 days?
Yeah, it is a heartbreaking defeat when you look at it like that, and we were so close. But I suppose you look at it as the first game in January, first game National League, performance overall was super for probably 51 minutes of the game. We had a 9 or 10 minute period at the start where we just didn't turn up, and after that we dominated the game completely. But the message is very clear this week. We can't afford, I suppose, to dominate a game for long periods and not punish the team enough with the chances we had. Plus, we probably had our own unforced errors that were not likely as a team to do a lot, and we just need to rectify that this week. And that's easy fix, and the players know that as well. But overall, it's a very positive message. But again, it's a business in the National League where the only result is you need to make sure you have points on the board, and as we stand, we don't. So we'll look forward to the next game. And look, come Sunday, we'll analyse that game after Sunday. Come Monday morning, the player analysis is done, but by Tuesday when we come back to training, it's closed out again and we move on, because May are on town the following weekend, and that's what we'll be looking at. That's the joys of the league. It's every week. You just can't live in last Sunday. Last Sunday to us was parked after Tuesday night. We've the work done on it now, and we're moving on to Cork this weekend.
Just one more question, Pat. On last Sunday, Evelyn O'Brien from Clashmore Kinsale Beg made her senior debut between the posts. How do you think that she got on?
Oh, super. We're absolutely blessed to have her. Her kickouts under a lot of pressure were just super the other day. Finding players, that's one of a lot of the work we have done this year already is you have to make sure you win your own possession, and kickouts are vital in ladies football. A lot of teams push up high on that, and we've learned that over the years. So Evelyn is a big part of that plan. But there's also a player that didn't play on Sunday that pushes her very hard in training every night, and that's Caitlin Gardner, our second keeper at the moment, and she really shows it in training. Evelyn has to be at her best every night in training, and she proved that again on Sunday, because they pushed so hard in training, the two of them. And again, credit goes to Keelan O'Neill that does the goalie coaching with him, that the level he's brought to him already. And as I said, you saw it on Sunday firsthand, and we've seen that over pre-season. What she does in training is just top class, and this, our save for the second goal, that should have been the second goal, was just top class.
Yeah, it certainly was. Emma, turning back to yourself, can I take you back in time a little bit? When was the first time that you pulled on a Waterford jersey?
Back when we were 13 years of age, playing under 14 under Cormac McGregor was our manager at the time. That was a long time ago now.
Yeah, and I believe you linked up with Pat as well when you were at under 14 level as well. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, Pat took over us the year after that then, and we had him for a fair few years then. We got a few 3 years break there, and he back in the scene since last year. So plenty. He's around long enough.
He certainly is. Well, what's been your best day in a Waterford jersey so far, Emma?
I suppose it's a while ago yet, but playing in our first year on the adult team in the All-Ireland up in Croke Park, the Intermediate All-Ireland, it's something, playing in Croke Park is something that every footballer wants to do, and to get to do it so young and with a lot of players that we're very good friends with, it was a great day.
And you're one part of the Murray triplets. You have Aoife and Casey as well. Are there any similarities playing-wise between the three of you, Emma, do you think?
Yeah, we play a fairly similar game. The three of us would be fairly runners for both club and county. Running is mainly our strong point, pass and go, kind of a style, really. Yeah, the three of us. So.
Pat, would you agree with that, or did the three that are leading the sprints in training?
Ah, most definitely, yeah. Look, and don't forget Cora. Cora is leading in her own as well. So, look, I'm blessed, very lucky with the three lads as well over the years. Since 2012 was my first time getting involved with them, and we won our Ireland there in 2012, and we went on to represent under 16 minor up along, and as Emma said, in the Intermediate All-Ireland as well, kingpins of that as well. And now, as I said, Cora's come onto the panel as well, and it's really pushing hard as well. So you could see, as the year goes on, you could have four Murrays playing. So that's massive alone, and it's a credit to club and family and theirself as well. But they bring one thing which is very special. They bring a heart that's just unbeatable. And when, as I say, you saw it on Sunday, you saw Emma driving forward, you saw Aoife driving forward. That's just something that, regardless what's going on around you, I'm still going to do what I do when I'm winning or if I'm losing. And then alone, everything else looks after itself.
What sort of challenge are you expecting from Cork on Sunday, Pat? They have a very new-look side at the moment, but still managed to get the better of Mayo last weekend.
Yeah, they'll bring a big challenge. Oh, Cork, anytime they come to play, wherever they play, they'll bring a challenge. They're obviously looking at expanding our panel from last year. Their expectations is they need to be in Croke Park and win our Ireland's every day, so they think they'll come with a big reputation. But look, we don't fear Cork anytime we play Cork, so we're looking forward to the challenge ahead. It's something that we won't develop a whole pile on this week. We've developed a lot on ourselves and our own improvements from the Kerry game, and we're looking forward to how our strengths are. So let Cork come and let them see what's in front of them. We're looking forward to it, I'll be honest with you. We look forward to them every time I said we play them. But Sunday probably brings an extra little piece as well to it, because we want to move on and we want to get points, and they probably want to move on to the league final where their own head will be at the moment.
Emma, how have you found taking on Cork over the years in league and championship?
Yeah, it's always a tough battle, as Pat said, when up against Cork. You know, they're a team with a great history. But as Pat said, on Sunday we'll be focusing on our own process and what we can see, can we bring what we've learned from the match last weekend against Kerry in, and see can we get the win against Cork then on Sunday.
And what big improvements are we looking for from a player's point of view, Emma?
We spoke a lot about the first 15 minutes. The Kerry were 6 up after about 10 minutes. So individuals spoke about just working on themselves, getting themselves right to hit the ground running when the ball is thrown in on Sunday.
Pat, any injuries in the squad at the moment?
From the panel available, which was last weekend, no. We have a few injuries. Hopefully we'll clear up in the coming weeks for players that wasn't available last week. But what was available, which was last week. Currently, tonight we don't. We'll train Friday night now, and that'll be the last session just leading into it. But as we stand after a tough game and another tough week, obviously training-wise as well, because as I said, we just can't focus on minding ourselves for the week. We're training hard because of the bigger picture is obviously the business end of the year where the championship is, and we need to get all the heavy work done now. But as we stand at the moment, oh, we've a full bit of hill from the actual squad that was available last week.
And you're back in Piltown on Sunday, Pat. You mentioned after Sunday's game against Kerry how, you know, well you've been looked after on match day and also for training as well. But how hopeful are you of getting a Waterford venue for your third game now against Mayo on Sunday week?
Yeah, look, we are very hopeful. It is tough at the moment. As I said to you last week, we'd love to be playing these games in Farhar Field. Second option was in WIT, and none of the two of them are available currently as we stand. So we're hoping that we will be back in probably next week to a Dungarvan venue or somewhere in this area here that can help us to actually facilitate the game. Look, I've learned probably two things over the years in this role. I don't get caught up in the circus that goes on around the venues and different counties not want to play here, not want to play there. We play wherever we turn up to play on Sunday, and that's what it'll be about. We won't be blaming the venue if we don't win or win. And the other thing, I just don't get caught up on the social media side of where we are, and I know there's a lot of that out there at the moment about playing in Piltown and not playing in Piltown. It's not a water venue, but we're very lucky. Piltown have been very, very good to us. We wouldn't have had a venue last weekend, the only farm, and we're blessed that we are there, and the facilities were very good and looked after top class.
Well, Waterford ladies manager Pat Sullivan and defender Emma Murray, thanks a million for your time.
Thanks, Tomás.
Thank you.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So Waterford Camogie will hold a race night on Friday week, February the 3rd at the Park Hotel in Dungarvan. And to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by PRO Ruth Flynn. And first of all, Ruth, can you give us a rundown about what will be happening on Friday week?
Thanks, Tomás. This is our main fundraiser for the year. And as you said, it's a race night. It's on the 3rd of February at 8 p.m. in the Park Hotel. So basically, there'll be 13 races and 10 horses per race, and there'll be a tote. So, look, it's a bit of fun and good for a family night out, to bring the kids along. And, like, we have special family tickets available. There'll also be spot prizes on the night, and some of our senior players and management, our new management team, will also be there. So it'll be an opportunity, I suppose, for some of the young kids to get their photo taken with some of our senior all-stars and players.
And when you say 13 races, Ruth, I presume you mean virtual races that'll be on the screens in the Park Hotel?
Yes, exactly, yes.
And where can people get tickets, Ruth, and find out more information about the event?
Well, it's all on our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram page. There's a link there, www.collectus.ie/Waterford Camogie. But the link is on all our social media pages. So if you go into that, or alternatively, some of the clubs, all of the clubs actually should have some tickets available also for sale if you want to contact the secretary of your club.
And how much are tickets for the night, Ruth?
The family tickets are €20, adults are 10, and children are €5.
And I believe if people can't make it, Ruth, there is an opportunity to also make a donation towards Waterford Camogie.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, if you also go on to the collected link, you can make a donation there. And we'll also have a special door prize on the night also.
And what will this fundraiser go towards, Ruth? You say this is your main fundraiser for the year.
Well, it's basically like it will support everything from under 12 to right up to senior level, and for all the development of the young kids and the running of the teams, matches. We see our senior team like this, even for the league. There's they have 6 matches, and 3 of them are away. So, like, it goes as well through all travel expenses to do with those games.
So that's the Waterford Camogie Race Night on Friday week, February the 3rd at the Park Hotel in Dungarvan. Waterford PRO, Ruth Flynn, thanks a million for your time this evening.
Thanks, Tomás.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.